best way to get you going. This is VOC Breakfast with Gulam Fakir and Sabira Sheikh Essop, only on the Voice of the Cape.
So 7:33 is where we're at this morning, and we've seen there's been quite a few messages that have come through with regards to schools asking for, public schools rather, asking for re-registration fees. Now, the Department of Basic Education has warned schools that it's illegal to charge parents a registration fee. The department says they've been inundated with calls from parents reporting schools around the country. But of course, to chat to us about the legal perspective on this morning is Yolanda Miengeza, an attorney with from Equal Education Law Center. Yolanda, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners, and thank you for having me.
It's only a pleasure. Now, like I alluded to, you know, a few moments ago, we've been inundated with messages coming through. Parents, you know, none the wiser, being asked by schools to pay an upfront registration fee or re-registration fee in order to secure a spot for their child at school. You know, what is your take on this?
So this practice, like, I think it's very important to note that this is an unlawful practice. This is stipulated specifically in the South African Schools Act. It is stated that schools, particularly public schools, are not allowed to charge these registration fees or any administration fees. But the only amount of fee that is expected for a school to charge is only a school fee. But it's really alarming that a number of schools have been charging these school fees, and it's really important that people become aware that this is an unlawful practice. Schools are not supposed to be charging any other fee except for a school fee, specifically public schools. So it's really concerning because it is really a burdensome issue for a number of parents. So yeah, it's really a concern.
Yeah, Yolanda, the other part of the school or another section of the school is that if you look at, you know, the semi-private institutions or the completely private, although you spoke about public schools, does this apply to the semi-private schools as well, where the WCD, for example, governs the syllabus or, you know, has some sort of input in terms of how the schools are governed in that point in time, although they are semi-private? Would this apply to them as well?
So there's two kinds of school that we need to differentiate between. We've got a public school and then we have a private school. So the public schools are specifically governed by this. Now, as for private schools, even though they may have or may be using the government syllabus or may probably get some subsidies from the government, but this particular school is private. Therefore, it will be governed by other private aspects. And therefore, when it comes to private schools, they unfortunately are the ones to regulate when it comes to fees that they have to charge. That also applies to registration fees. So unfortunately, this section of SASA does not necessarily apply to private schools. So it would only apply to public schools.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, Yolanda, you know, for those parents that have already, you know, been duped into paying these registration fees, is there sort of, you know, a way in terms of recourse for them to address the situation with the school? I mean, it can be really awkward now.
Yes, definitely. I think it's very important. You guys touched on something that the department issued out a very urgent public notice last week, that if there is a school or a principal or an SGB that's actually charging parents this amount of money, parents have the right to go to the nearest district or to a provincial district because this practice is unlawful. And therefore, if parents are able or go to the district to report these kind of matters, then the district is able to take whatever steps it needs to take to address this issue. Because as we've mentioned, this is an unlawful practice. So parents do have the opportunity and the right to go to the department and try and report these kind of incidences. Otherwise, if they don't do so, this becomes an ongoing practice as it has been over the years. So it's really important that if parents are getting these kind of issues, they go straight to the Department of Education nearest to them.
All right. And then finally, you know, the impact that it has on parents and students. You know, when you, as a parent or even a student, you bring up, you know, an issue like this, many a time, you know, you met with some negativity, whether it be from the school management, etc., in terms of, you know, perhaps being victimized or ostracized by the school. Yeah. How do you advise, you know, parents go about managing and handling this situation, which is very sensitive?
It's a very sensitive issue, like you mentioned. So I think it's very important that parents don't sit back. I think it's important that parents collectively try and address this issue. Because as you've said, the conditions that are imposed by many of these schools is that if a parent is unable to pay a registration fee, you don't get access to school. You don't get access to material. Or they make announcement that you haven't paid anything, you know, in a school setting where there's learners and there's teachers. And children are often victimized. So the only way in which parents can actually address this or try to address this is by collectively reporting these matters. Because in most of these instances, unfortunately, parents do pay these registration fees, unknowingly so. So if parents collectively can try and go to departments and report these kind of incidences, I think then it could have an effect on how schools deal with this issue, because it really does have an issue on the child at school, because they end up being victimized because of non-payment of this registration fee.
All right. Well, Yolanda, let's leave it at that for this morning. We thank you for your time. Yolanda Mingeza speaking to us, attorney at the Equal Education Law Center, speaking there and speaking out with regards to public schools that are still requesting and charging parents with these illegal registration fees. And she has mentioned that if you have been approached by a school, if you have paid, you can take it up with the local district attorney for that particular school or that zone. But 7:39 is where we're at. And also to provide comment on the matter this morning is Khalid Sayed. You would know the ANC Western Cape Legislature Shadow Minister of Education joining us this morning. Khalid, assalamu alaikum. Good morning.
Wa alaikum salam to you. And wa alaikum salam to the listeners as well.
Khalid, perhaps your take on the situation at present. You know, we're finding ourselves at the start of a new academic year within the COVID context. You know, COVID has only exacerbated many of the challenges that already face our schools. And one, like we've seen on our WhatsApp line this morning, is public schools requesting those registration fees in order to secure placement for students. Your comments this morning?
It's absolutely unacceptable. And it's actually an abuse, not only of parents, but of the learners. COVID context should actually make schools think twice before actually imposing this illegal tax on learners and on parents. And in fact, schools cannot use COVID as an excuse to actually charge these illegal registration fees, because they've been charging these fees even before COVID. Schools get a norms and standards budget for them to deal with issues such as, for example, textbooks and notebooks and those kind of things. If schools are having financial issues, they ought to engage with the department, and that's a separate process. But it is completely unfair. This speaks to the commodification, to the further commodification of our education system in this country. But for me, what is most concerning is that whilst we know that this is illegal, it continues to persist. And unfortunately for me, it speaks to the management of education in this particular province. Because the department in the province, look, we have been inundated as the African National Congress with calls from parents, from our councillors on the ground, from communities, where in fact sometimes, I mean, we are even asked, can you please sponsor me? Because I need my child to be registered. We said, oh, no, that's illegal. And then we raise these things on the department. The department takes very, very long to address the matters, even though the department knows it's illegal. It seems as if the department wants to, in a sense, defend and protect certain schools and wants to allow them to do these things, even though they know that it is wrong. So at times they do intervene, but many times they also don't intervene. It speaks to me to the lack of a monitoring system that the department has. It is no use just sending out a circular and saying that it is wrong. That's fine to happen once it has happened, and we welcome the fact that circulars do go out. But these things need to be nipped in the bud before they can happen. And for me, one of the main reasons as to why this happens is that because there's a culture of a hands-off approach by the Western Cape Education Department when it comes to school governing bodies being allowed to do what they want to do. When it comes, for example, to learners being admitted into school, there's no standardized admissions policy. Different schools can randomly decide how they want to, basically what type of criteria they want to use to let learners into a school. That entire ethos then gets translated into something as illegal as this.
Okay, Khalid, let's leave it that for this morning. We thank you for your comment this morning. ANC Youth League Western Cape Provincial Chairperson there speaking to us, Khalid Sayed, with regards to his comment and take on the illegal registration fees that are being requested at some of the public schools.